Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation, the gem series. September's gem is sapphire. Today's topic is enthusiasm. So if you can do so safely, settle into your chair and gently close your eyes. Rest into this moment. Allow any thoughts that come to mind simply to pass by like a cloud in the sky. Letting go of the to-do list. Letting go of the past. And focusing your attention right now in the present moment. Begin to feel, sense, and know a wave of relaxation from head to toe, seeing a band of white light from above cascading down over your head. Feeling your scalp, face, and neck relax. Feeling your shoulders drop further away from your ears. Allowing the wave of relaxation to continue down your arms, past your elbows, and off your fingertips. The relaxation continuing now down your torso, down your chest, down your body, relaxing your breathing to a comfortable rate. Relaxing your internal organs as the wave of relaxation continues down through your hips. Relaxing your lower back as you settle into your chair. The wave continuing down your legs, past your knees, calves, and off your toes. Feeling relaxed from head to toe. Taking a breath in and out. Feeling relaxation with the exhalation. Feeling at peace, centered, calm. So bring to mind someone or something in which you are grateful for. Picture them in your mind's eye. See them clearly before you. Perhaps this brings a smile onto your face as you are grateful for their presence in your life. Bring those feelings and connect those feelings of gratitude in your heart center as you bring your attention out of your mind and bring it into your heart. Feel your heart expand with gratitude as you experience and see and feel this person's effect in your life. Become that gratitude radiator as you radiate gratitude. With every beat of your heart, gratitude is coursing through your veins, arteries. Feel your fingers and toes radiate with gratitude as you are beaming gratitude out into your world. Feeling the room in which you are meditating. Feeling your home. filling your place of employment, filling your city and town. See, feel, and know that you are a beacon of gratitude, radiating out into the world. Loving, rich gratitude. Yes, gratitude is a higher vibration up the hierarchy of emotional scale, as well as enthusiasm is a higher vibration energy. When we are enthusiastic, we are inspired, we are driven, we are motivated. Enthusiasm elicits joy and happiness as we are enthusiastic about our day, about our week, about our goals that we want to accomplish. With enthusiasm, we see our goals as achievable, that we will achieve them. We see our goals as a means to help others. With our enthusiasm, we approach each day with zest, life, drive, and motivation. We move at a rapid pace, enthusiastic to get through each task, to move towards our goals, to get to the next item, to get it done. And with each task we complete, we are grateful for the step we've taken towards our goal. We are grateful for the accomplishment. We are enthusiastic, fired up, ready to go. So let's explore an item in which we are enthusiastic for through a moment of silence. Yes, enthusiastic. When we raise our vibration up from a level of boredom or discomfort, we raise it up through happiness, through joy, all the way up to excitement and enthusiasm, which is below, just below gratitude and love. When we rise our energy up into the higher vibrations, Spirit, God, your higher self can work with you more easily at this higher vibratory rate. So it's important to raise your energy. Keep your energy raised through your gratitude and your enthusiasm and your love and zest for life. If at times you are feeling a low in your energy level, you're not so sure what the next step is, you can always turn back to your meditation. Or you can perhaps inspire yourself by saying, I am inspired, I am inspired, I am inspired, I'm inspired, I am inspired, I am inspired. March around your house, create a state change in your body, get off the chair, walk around and affirm your inspiration. Be open and receptive to the inspiration flowing through you right now, right when you need it. For when we are at a lower vibration, we block the clear flow of inspiration, of energy, of spirit working through us as its hands and feet in this physical world. So get out of your way and allow that inspiration, motivation to flow through you and become enthusiastic about your goals, about your day, about your life. For this is the life you have, and it is worth leading. As we lead through a moment of silence, yes, feeling ever so grateful for this time of meditation, this time of deeper communion with your soul, this time to recharge from within, as we take a moment to withdraw from the without and turn inward to our core, to strengthen our foundation of gratitude, to connect with spirit, to find within us the enthusiasm, the motivation, the inspiration for our lives, for our inspiration comes from spirit, the life force energy within us that allows our heart to beat, our brain to think, and our bodies to move. That same energy drives us to achieve our greatest good. And as we are open and receptive, we are guided to achieve, to help, to assist, to inspire ourselves and others in this world in which we live. So get up, stand up, go out, and do what needs to be done with enthusiasm, with a smile on your face and joy in your heart. You can say, I'm awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic. I'm awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic. Awake, alert, alive, enthusiastic. Be your own best cheerleader. Have enthusiasm for your life, for it is spirit working through you to achieve your best and highest good. So imagine what life will feel like as you have achieved your goals, as you are at your highest achievement level. Vision, feel, and know this through a moment of silence. God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your inspiration in my life. Thank you, God, that I find the enthusiasm to follow your inspiration, for I have faith and trust that this will lead me to my best and highest good, that it leads me to a world and a life filled with love, appreciation, and gratitude, filled with fulfillment, success, and a sense of purpose in this life. As I step aside and allow your guidance, your energy, your enthusiasm to work through me, I am blessed with a life that is inspirational to myself and others. For your blessings that flow to me with ease and grace, I say thank you, God, and amen. Yes, we are inspired, we are enthusiastic, we are blessed. So as we bring this time of meditation to a close, we know that we can return here at any time of our day, simply by returning back into our heart centers, getting out of our minds and our thinking bodies, getting into our feeling nature, our feeling body within our heart center. So let us collect all our inspiration and enthusiasm and bring it back with us to motivate us through our day and our week to come. So as we gently and slowly climb a staircase, one step at a time, becoming more conscious of our surroundings, feeling the chair beneath us, wiggling our toes, wiggling our fingers, getting in touch with our body. As we climb the ladder, the staircase to higher consciousness, with every step, we become more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic. And when we are ready, we gently open our eyes with enthusiasm in our hearts and a smile on our face, ready to share our enthusiasm with all those we meet today, ready to share our gratitude with those we meet today. Be your own best cheerleader. Cheer yourself on to a loving, peaceful, productive day. For more ways to become grateful and have gratitude, and more ways to achieve your heart's desires, visit us at theachievementprocess.com. For daily inspiration, follow us on Facebook at Believe in Gratitude and the Achievement Process. You can also get daily offerings of gratitude from Bodhi the Big Dog at Facebook, Bodhi the Big Dog. You can also follow us on Periscope, where you can catch this meditation for the first 24 hours after its broadcast. We are at To Meditate on Periscope. And in Twitter, we're at Believe in Gratitude. However you stay connected, Stay connected in gratitude. For through gratitude you will achieve your heart's desires. So as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. And thank you for joining us for our Gratitude Gems meditation series. And have a grateful day.